USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House in a slim margin Tuesday voted to ask Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment and remove President Trump days before his term ends. Referring to Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Pence said, "When you introduce legislation to create a 25th Amendment commission, you said presidents' fitness for office must be determined by science and facts. You said that we must be very respectful of not making a judgment on the basis of a comment or behavior we don't like, but based on a medical decision. Madam Speaker, you are right." End quote. Vice President Pence will not invoke the 25th Amendment. Several Michigan officials have been told they will be charged in connection with the Flint water crisis, which saw lead-contaminated water cause a Legionnaires' disease outbreak, hair loss, and other complications from lead poisoning. It was not clear what specific charges will be leveled on former Michigan Governor Rick Snyder, his health director, Nick Lyon, and other administration officials. Defense lawyers have been notified and were told to expect initial court appearances soon. USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
As the House weighs in on impeaching President Trump Wednesday for the Capitol riots last week, Trump supporters say the movement he started is here to stay. Andy Biggs, the Republican from Arizona on the House Judiciary Committee, weighs in on Fox News.
We saw that in the number of House seats that were won. We saw that in state and local government races that were held up and down these tickets. We just saw at the top of the ticket with President Trump, there was a problem. And so I think that the movement is going to be strong. I mean, it's everything from no more wars. It's for a robust economy, fewer taxes. It's for protecting our border. All the things that President Trump was able to do facing the winds of the left-stream media, as well as some of our colleagues within our own conference, as well as the Democrats. He was able to get a lot of things done that the base loves and wants, and I think it's going to continue. And I think that this notion that if you cut off the head, the rest of the body is going to die, in this case, is utterly false.
USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The investigation by the feds on last week's Capitol building riots continues. USA Radio News' Dan Araki reports.
Federal prosecutors say that more than 170 people are already under investigation for actions at the Capitol, and even more are expected to be opened. Acting U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, Michael Sherwin, said there are a large number of crimes related to the riots that they're looking into.
Given the enormity of the actors we saw both inside and outside the Capitol, the range of criminal conduct is really, I think, again, unmatched in any type of scenario that we've seen the FBI or the DOJ. We're looking at everything from simple trespass to theft of mail to theft of digital devices with inside the Capitol to assault on local officers, federal officers both outside and inside the Capitol, to the theft of potential national security information or national defense information, to felony murder, and even civil rights excessive force investigations. So just the gamut of cases and criminal conduct we're looking at is really mind-blowing.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The 2021 Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, Nevada continues. A new cool device is a showerhead Bluetooth speaker powered entirely by the flow of water in your shower. Like a turbine at the dam, it makes its own electricity. It's called Shower Power and will cost you about $100 in the near future. The 2021 Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas is closed to the public. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.